Russia's latest controversy? Alexander Krushelnitsky, a Russian Olympic curler, may have to give his bronze medal back because he failed a drug test. This might not seem that surprising given Russia's history, but I mean doping in curling? Who knew that was even a thing? Slava Malamud is a writer based in the U.S. who covers Russian sports. What was your initial thought, Slava, when you heard about this latest doping scandal in curling?
Well, I wasn't really surprised because I don't think anything really changed in Russia with regards to the state-run doping program that has existed there since the early 80s at least. And I don't think any sanctions that IOC wanted to impose changed the mindset in the country. I think the only change that occurred is that, well, let's try to maybe hide it a little bit better. Now, I'm not saying this is 100% true at this point, that Krushelnitsky is guilty, but if that's where the signs are pointing, I don't see how anybody can be surprised.
So the way that curling works, for those of you that have not been watching, is that you slide this heavy stone across the ice and you clear its path with a broom so it can slide more accurately to a target. Slava, it's basically shuffleboard on ice. How could doping even help with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, curling is probably better known to most people, especially in Canada, Northern United States, as a recreational activity. But at this level, it's an Olympic sport, and these athletes are not your regular, you know, weekend bowlers with beer guts. Every inch counts. Your heartbeat counts. I don't think that the rep that curling gets as being kind of a semi-recreational leisure activity really matters here.
Well, obviously, I need a reappraisal of curling myself. Russian athletes have already taken a big hit, though. The entire nation was barred from taking part in the Olympics under its flag. What greater impact will this news have on Russian sports beyond what's already happened to the country?
Well, right now, all of Russian media and all of Russian officials, the story they're trying to push is that this is sabotage and this is just somebody trying to discredit Russia once again. And the disagreement right now is whether it was a jealous competitor who did it, or whether it's the jealous evil West. And I think the jealous evil West has a healthy lead right now. So until the government in Russia changes, which it's not going to change on a whim or anytime soon, nothing is going to change. In Russia, sports is a part of foreign policy. It's part of the way Russia wants to present itself. And winning gold medals is a big, huge part of the government's approach to running the country.
So is being a Russian sports writer these days, does it become a political beat as opposed to a sports beat?
Sports is always political in Russia. A sports beat is always a political beat. It's just a choice you have to make whether you're going to maintain your own opinion or you're going to parrot the party line. And unfortunately, 90% of my colleagues have made a choice to parrot the party line. Mm. And that's one way to stay gainfully employed, and it's one way to avoid major headaches. But sport never stopped being political in Russia. It has been since the times of the Soviet Union, and it still is now.
Everybody wants to win. I think we can call that a universal truth almost. What do you wish Americans could understand about Russian athletes and what drives their desire to win?
There is a lot of hurt right now among Russian athletes. I'm not sure how many of them have taken the substances willingly and knowingly, and how many of them were simply following the directions of the coaches and doctors without really asking what's in this stuff, simply because that's not the thing you do in Russia. But as athletes, it's hard to differentiate between Americans and Russians. They all do the same thing basically on a daily routine basis, and they're all trying to achieve the same goals. It's just, you know, they're Russian people, and they're with all the foibles and all the issues that are involved with being a Russian.
Slava Malamud is a sports writer and a politics writer because, as he says, sports is politics. Thanks very much for being with us, Slava.
Thank you very much.